Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we are wrapping up the year, and I just ask you, do you believe it? I don't care what you're seeing right now. I don't care what you're experiencing. I need you to know that God wants you to win, but you got join in with his plan. So listen, I need you to go out and share this. Anyone you know, they can dial in just like you did at 602-753-188 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. And they can go back as well and listen to past series, especially this one. I need you to go back and listen because we made a declaration that we will finish strong. But I know that there are a lot of you, family, that's feeling very weak right now. We got something for you. The word of God is so true, is powerful. And I need you guys to know that we're going to be coming out on today of the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 29. You want to go ahead and get to your Bibles and turn to that. If you can, hopefully you got it downloaded on your smartphone. That will be the smartest phone if you're walking around with the word of God on that phone. Let's go to the Lord right now. We got to pray. Because you're trying to do it with your own might. That's what the world told you. You incredible Hulk, huh? I tell you this right now, you Wonder Woman, huh? I tell you this right now, you're going to faint if you don't do it with God's strength. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on today because today is the day that you've made, and we're so glad, Joyce, we're here another day in the living. Father God, we're so thankful that we can pull upon your strength. Your grace and your mercy endures forever. We just give you all the honor and the glory just for that. On today, as your servant decrease, let your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, let him increase like never before. Your people are tired of doing it the world way, and they are turning to you, their first love, to do it your way. We're thankful, and that is a rejoicing time for us. As we're going out to do these great exploits in your name, we know there are so many people who their lives and their hearts and their minds need to be uplifted. And so you're girding up your leaders right now to go out and do those exploits in your name. Let them be careful. Let us all be careful to acknowledge you and you only. We're so gracious for your mercy. As we're thankful, Father God, that your people are being filled back up right now, emptying out anything that is not of you, so you may fill them up with all the power and the might that's needed for them to finish strong. We honor you, we bless you, and we want to seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, our King, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, so you're feeling worn out, huh? I got it. I understand. I've been there. But because we have a God that is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, he will do exactly at that time when you're feeling like this. This is your time for you to understand and stand on this word right here, Isaiah 40 and 29. He says, he gives power to the weak. Listen, guys, I need you to know God and God alone can give real power. because when the Holy Spirit come upon you, that's power. This is what Power Start Your Day is all about. I need you to know only God can give you real power. If you're tired of the counterfeit and you're ready for the real deal, you better stand on this scripture. You better write it down and keep it right in front of you. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. How would you get that strength? Not off your own. You want to go to that book of Ephesians. You know, that is my papa. That was one of his favorite books. I remember him training us and saying he wanted to eat that book, like he would stay in that book of Ephesians. Why? Because I'm going to tell you something. There's a huge, huge, huge mystery that unravels in the book of Ephesians. And if you want to go and take a note there, today, but go to Ephesians chapter 6, and you want to go and put on that full armor. You want to go into chapter 6, and you may want to start there at verse 10, where our brother, the Apostle Paul, who lets us know. Remember, Paul used to be Saul. Remember, he was so ratchet, right? And he thought he was the big man. He had all the money, had all the stuff, and he had to get real. He turns around now and he reminds us in that book of Ephesians what you need to do. You try to, you say, I'm weak and I want to get strong. And you say, God, you'll give that to me, but have you put on your full armor? Are you going out naked, going out like you think you got it going on, and you think that things are going to just fall into place because somebody have acknowledged you at a higher pin, or maybe because now you think you're ready now? I need you guys to hear me. This is why I always talk about, got to be humble so you never have to be humbled. You made a declaration, I will finish strong. Well, how are you when you've been weak all year long? How are you going to finish strong? First, you got to acknowledge what you're working with. You think that's what's been holding you back is your circumstances. You think it's the people. It comes disguised as what's happening in the spiritual realm, the fight, all those principalities, those powers, those rulers of darkness, the spiritual hosts of wickedness. Oh, you think it's not real. You're wondering why you can get filled up with so much good stuff and still go back and sit on your couch. You will not finish strong without power. You want to ask me how I know? I can remember times where I could look in my business, and as we go on, and instead of saying, okay, yeah, I'm going to go out, I'm going to share, I'm going to whatever, but you got to put some prayer on that prospecting. You got to put some passion in your prospecting. And then now you'll start prospecting for a purpose. You're not finishing strong out people crossing over into your business. It's hard. We did something on yesterday, and the word was how many. That's what the Holy Spirit asked me. Ask them how many, and I asked you how many. And we got down. Now I understood. Sometimes I said, let me tell you something. Obedience is so better than sacrifice. I'm like, how many? I don't even understand. Ain't like I ain't tell you to understand, little girl. I said, ask them how many. And it opened up a huge situation that there are people who are expecting to get the reward without diligently doing the work. There are people out there who are saying, I'm diligently working, but I haven't been obedient, or I have not bought into the system. This is what you want to say to God. Don't be praying to him for it to get easier, because we gave you and we shared that he's not going to give you no more than you can bear. And everything that he's giving you, or any distraction or any temptation, he's giving you an out. You just have not taken that door. You've not taken that door. I can assure you, when you're busy working, you cannot see a lot of foolishness that's going on around you. You can't see it. When you are immersed in doing what God has called you to do, he will put blinders on you. We dared you to ditch your distractions. We gave you a command to not even entertain the things that make you weak. You're getting some huge, huge nuggets, not just for you to finish this year, this month strong, for you to excel, for you to become an amazing achiever in life. And if you understand that you're here to achieve, you are already eventually going to be the bomb.com in business. People think that life and business is separate. No, they go together. Typically, if you're wimping out in life, you're wimping out in business. That's your ammo. That's just how you get down. Typically, if you made excuses all the time in life, you're making excuses in business. That's just how you roll. Series is a setup for the biggest come up you've ever had. It might just sound like another series. It just sounds like, oh, Nicola, that's good. I am telling you right now, there is a rumbling in my spirit, and I already know what that means. Not for me, but the people of God who will only do more than just hear, but do the words that they are hearing. Family, I need you to know something. This morning, God gave me no notes other than the scripture. You want to talk about power. You want to talk about strength. He wants that for you, or you wouldn't even be listening. You're saying, what are you talking about? I need to read my Bible. Do you understand there was a time that people only heard the words of God, the words of man? I need you to hear me. There's nothing new under the sun. As a matter of fact, you got to remember all the wealth. Still, King Solomon is the baddest man when you're talking about money, wealth, prosperity. Nobody still have not outprospered him. So success is not new to God. If you return to your first love, success will be new to you. It'll just be what you do. It'll just be who you are. We're not praying for it to get easier. Our job as kingdom builders is to show people it can be done. And if we give them the idea that you're doing your network marketing business and it's supposed to be easy, if we give them the idea that it's always supposed to be an uphill, it's supposed to always be going up, 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 they're not even in reality of business. I was sharing with someone the other day, and they were like, oh, wow, it looked like my business is going down. It looked like... I said, listen, have you ever paid attention to the word? Some people don't understand stock market, what have you, and I'm not going to tell you that I'm so much of a scholar there, but I need you to understand, if you open up and you turn on any news channel, they will tell you the Dow started in here. It's either a plus or a negative. Those numbers represent businesses. Sometimes they're up, sometimes they're down. Sometimes it looks like they're losing, and guess what they do? They get stronger, they get better, and they start winning again for those who don't faint. If you was building your business like a business owner, like you was on Wall Street, you would be out there making it happen. Just be doing lip service. You will be out there inviting people. How many people have you invited? You'll be inviting people to what it is that you have to offer every day. Because when business is open, you want to start moving up, 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 up. This is what I am helping you guys to understand. We're training you to build a big business because we serve a big God. If you're tired, playing small, and you're saying, I don't want it to be easier, I want to get stronger, let's open up the line. I guess you can tell I'm serious this morning. I guess you can tell we're not playing games with you, your life, your business. We're talking about finishing strong. It's got to get better. 405, last 4, 6625. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. Doretha Parker from Oklahoma City.
God bless you. I love you guys, West Coasters. Those are some serious folk. They waking up. Good morning to you. God bless you, Queen. What's going on?
Oh, I'm working. I am going to finish strong. These words in the last 2 days have really, really pricked my spirit. And I thank God for you and the words that you give us to encourage us to move on and be bigger, be better, finish stronger. So that's where I'm at this morning.
My God, listen, I am telling you right now, I have already begun to start my calendar for 2019 on where am I going, what is my personal development, what events am I going to be attending, what's going to be happening, and I am all the way in August. Someone was sharing with me, oh, you know, we'll start on January 1st. No, those are people already starting behind the curveball. You finish strong, so you start strong. I know what God is about to do. I don't want you guys to be left behind. You're too close to me. You're too close to my heart. I want you to win. I want you to win big. I don't want you to keep looking and watching and spectating. It's time to start participating in a big way. You deserve it. Your family deserve it. Your kids deserve it. 513, last 4, 7778. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning. This is Janessa Barella of Phoenix, Arizona. How are you?
Hey, baby. Good morning. How are you, Queen? What's going on?
I'm fantastic. You know, I just want to say I really appreciate you because, you know, I've learned my lesson. You know, partial obedience is not obedience at all. And, you know, although I was putting in the work, I had narrowed my vision because I wasn't utilizing everything that you guys have provided. But I did the work yesterday, and I sat down and went through all my scattered notes, and I put it in one place. And I put it in one place, and I have numbers for you if you want to hear them. But
Yes, I do. You just sparked me up. Oh, my mercy. Yes, I do. I want you to work for those babies. What's the numbers, baby? What's going on?
Well, in the past 90 days, I'll go to the 90-day mark. In the past 90 days, I've exposed 75 people, and that's just the people that I confirmed that they saw the information. I've spoken to them, and out of that, in the last 90 days, I've only been able to close 3 people, and that's 1 agent and 2 protection plan members. So I see now my area of weakness is not necessarily closing. I want to say it's the follow-up, which is part of the closing. So now that I have the vision, I can see the bigger picture. I'm definitely going to finish strong and start even stronger. So I just thank you.
Oh, my mercy. You just made me so happy. Because now you can see the numbers. and can go back and say, who did I not follow up with? We just called a leadership event here in Atlanta. We're saying, look, we're going to do a closing clinic. Bring those Momentum IPA lists so we can do a closing clinic. Because what you just shared is what most people don't deal with is the follow-up. We trained you guys all year long and say most times people don't even close until the fifth to eighth time of hearing what it is you got going on. And you got to drip on them in different ways. You communicate with them. You include them in things. You keep inviting them. Most people don't do that. It's after the first touch or after maybe the second touch, even the third. We said fifth to eighth. Write that down. Oh, yes, you're going to finish strong. I want you to call and call and call and call and call. And guess what? Even if they don't close right now, because it may be their second or their third exposure, just know that in the beginning of the year, you're going to start seeing a huge ripple effect of power happening in your business. Getting organized, writing it down is so important. I'm so proud of you, Queen. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Oh, my mercy. Listen, this is good stuff, man. 6, 7, 8, last 4, 48, 91. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicola. Please forgive the sound of my voice. I have been battling this cold, but I'm not letting it get the best of me. I wanted to express how many? This is Celesta, by the way. And I
hey,
wanted to
Celesta, my second Celesta. Okay, how you doing?
Good morning. Over the past 2.5 weeks, about 2.25 weeks, I sent out 300 messages. And at first, I only received about 45 responses. But then I realized that I sent out so many messages that everybody wasn't going to get them all at the same time. So what is happening is people are starting to see them and more responses are starting to trickle in. So I'll get like one a day, two a day, where people will start seeing my messages and responding to them. So that seed that I planted is starting to come back. And so does that mean stop? No. So I'm going to send out 300 more messages over the next 2.5 weeks. So that, you know, as those initial seeds of 300 are growing or, you know, dying in the ground, whatever they do, then I will continue to get more and more responses as time goes on and have an endless list of leads that I'm actually starting to finally utilize my back office to track my leads, because that is what I had not been doing. So I am utilizing the tools that y'all have put before us going into the new year to make sure that I don't have paper scattered all over the place. So I'm taking and transferring what I have on paper into my database so that I can become more organized. That's one of my biggest issues, not being organized.
My God, this is so powerful. This is so powerful. So we're talking about organization. We're talking about using the tools. We're talking about follow-up. And I'm going to let you guys understand one other thing in the follow-up. You have to follow up in a timely manner. When I was getting my real estate license, the word was as soon as possible.
Right.
As soon as practically possible. They would say practically. Listen, for your business, you guys need to have notifications. You put something out there, sometimes those lag responses help you lose business. They could take a long time to respond, but you should not take a long time to respond. I closed a young lady on yesterday. She said, hey, I've been watching for a while. I just want to, I'm ready to get started. What's my next step? The response was, bam, are you available right now? We talked. She was driving to a hair appointment. I put her in the system. You guys have to understand that the time makes a difference. That's one of the reasons why now with email marketing and things like that, they have an auto response. Because they know that when a person reaches out, they are now in a psychological mind to take some type of action. Those windows don't last long. Most people are emotional. Something happens emotionally. I'm reaching out right now. You take 2-3 days to reach out, or let us through 2-3 months, forget about it. Now you got to warm them back up into that emotional place where people are willing to do something they typically don't do, which is take action. They call it strike while the iron is hot and sales. This is things that I am training you guys that you'll be bad to the bone if you do. Who cares what you know? The results only come from what you do. Last caller, the line was super, super loud. Listen, I'm proud of you guys. Oh, man. So that means that, listen, if you guys are in ATL, you better make sure that we're having our last event of the last, like, weekly meeting deal. You want to pack it out, have your people there, go through your list, get those people in the room. Whatever city you are in, do the same thing. Whatever city you are in, we're having, we got stuff going on 24/7 that you can use. Get going. Some fire had been lit under people this morning. I was just congratulating people for hitting milestones and things like that. And they're like on fire. Don't you think you're going to do this by your own might? It ain't going to happen. Don't pray for it to get easier. Don't ask God for it to get easier. Because whatever came your way, he said you can bear it. You got this if you got him. I love you guys. Have a blessed day. Productive. Get it done.